for additional direct free kick offenses. The following four direct free kick offenses do not have to be committed with a careless, reckless or excessive force action. It is the action itself, and not the severity of the following four offenses that is the direct free kick offense. A direct free kick is also awarded to the opposing team if a player commits any of the following four offenses, numbered 7 to 10. 7. Tackles an opponent to gain possession of the ball, making contact with the opponent before touching the ball. 8. Holds an opponent. 9. Spits at an opponent. 10. Handles the ball deliberately, except for the goalkeeper within his own penalty area. Number 7. Tackles an opponent to gain possession of the ball, making contact with the opponent before touching the ball. This offense is fairly easy to spot as a referee, so long as you keep concentrating on the game action. Any contact with a player during a tackle, no matter how slight a contact before the ball is touched by a tackler, is deemed a direct free kick. This does not include the normal shoulder-to-shoulder or body contact, see above, made between players, but refers generally to when, for example, the red player above attempts to make a challenge for the ball with his leg from the blue opponent, but before the red player touches the ball with his leg or foot, the red player's leg touches the opponent. This is a direct free kick foul. The severity of the tackle is not a factor in deciding whether the tackle is an offense or not. Another example of this is when one player tackles another player from behind, but before the player tackling from behind makes contact with the ball, his leg hits the back of the opponent's leg. It is irrelevant whether the tackling player eventually makes contact with the ball or not. In these situations, you, the referee, will undoubtedly receive many pleasantries from the tackling players, such as "but I played the ball, ref." Just wave these protests away. If the tackling player persists in moaning about your decision, you can of course caution him. In these situations, you can sometimes explain to the tackling player, telling them that they made contact with the opponent first, before they touched the ball. It works sometimes. Make a note of where the first contact was made. For example, after an initial tackle by a defender just outside of the penalty area, the forward momentum of the players involved can sometimes continue on into the penalty area. So be sure to make the correct decision to award a direct free kick outside of the penalty area, and not to penalty, if the initial contact was made outside of the penalty area. An opponent who falls over the ball after a clean tackle on the ball has not been fouled unless the challenge was from behind, or the tackle was careless, reckless, or using excessive force. Number 8. Holds an opponent. Holding normally means clutching an opponent's arm or shirt. Shirt pulling has become popular, and referees worldwide have been asked to clamp down on players found guilty of this offense. It is often very difficult to see shirt pulling and holding. You will sometimes have to rely on vigilant assistant referees or good positioning to observe, minimize, and penalize this offense. The definition of holding is when a player holds or grasps an opponent with the aim of unfairly stopping the opponent from moving where he wishes to go. The use of the hand during holding is not important. Opponents can be held with A. the body leaning against them. B. an arm detaining their progress. C. a wrist on the shoulder, thus preventing a player jumping. D. by placing a foot on top of an opponent's foot, thus preventing opponents from jumping upwards. Holding is a direct free kick offense, and must not be confused with the impeding, obstruction, indirect free kick offense, when a player purposefully puts out an arm to impede the progress of an opponent. An impeding offense, obstruction, is when the offender puts out his arm without first making contact with the opponent, with the aim of blocking the opponent's path. The opponent's momentum may eventually propel him into the outstretched arm. An indirect free kick for impeding, obstruction, should be awarded for this offense. The offense of holding is a more serious offense that warrants a direct free kick, and is when the offender purposefully holds back an opponent by making instant holding contact with his arm or shoulder against that opponent. The referee should give a player who just holds an opponent's shirt a strong warning. The referee should caution a player who holds and then tugs or pulls an opponent's shirt, causing that opponent to falter or fall to the ground dash. Number 9. Spits at an opponent. Attempting to spit and slash or spitting at an opponent is deemed a penal offense, and a direct free kick is to be awarded at the place where the spitting originated from, and not where the spit lands. For example, if whilst the ball is in play, a defender, who is standing inside his own penalty area, spits at an opponent, the opponent can be standing inside or outside of the defender's penalty area. A penalty kick should be awarded, even if the ball was at the other end of the field of play. The spitting offense took place inside the defending player's own penalty area, and is a direct free kick offense, therefore it must be a penalty. It does not matter where the ball was at the time of the offense, so long as the ball was still in play. Spitting must be strongly dealt with. Spitting or attempting to spit at anyone is now a sending off offense in its own right. Anyone guilty of this filthy offense must be sent off. The offense of spitting or throwing an object actually takes place from where the spit or object was propelled, i.e., if the ball is in play, and a player standing inside his own penalty area spits or throws an object at an opponent who is standing outside of the penalty area, the restart is a penalty kick and not a direct free kick taken where the spit or thrown object lands. The spit or object does not have to hit its target for it to be an offense. A direct free kick should only be awarded if a player spits at an opponent whilst the ball is in play. If whilst the ball is in play, a player standing on the field of play spits at a colleague, at the referee, or at a manager, or at someone in the crowd, the referee should stop play, send the culprit off, and restart with an indirect free kick at the place where the spitting offense occurred. A direct free kick can only be awarded for an offense committed against an opponent. Number 10. Handles the ball deliberately, except for the goalkeeper within his own penalty area. This offense is my pet hate. Players will insist on shouting handball every time the ball goes anywhere near the upper body. Handball must be 100% deliberate before it is penalized. Ball to hand is the well-known term used by referees to describe an accidental handball. I very rarely give handballs unless it is blatantly 200% obvious that a player purposefully moves his hand towards the ball with the intention of cheating his opponents. It is immaterial if after the ball accidentally hits a player's arm or hand, it subsequently falls to that player's advantage. Not all deliberate handballs are deliberate. Pardon me, have I made a typing error? No. If a ball is blasted towards a player's middle bits, and that player deliberately moves his hand towards the ball to deflect what could possibly be a very painful experience, then I would not penalize him for doing this. What would you do in a similar situation? A similar occurrence sometimes happens when players in a defensive wall protect their heads from being knocked off. If the action is done in self-defense, then I will ignore it and shout to any moaning players to get on with it. As a rule of thumb, I also do not penalize players when an opponent has blasted the ball towards them from close range and the ball makes contact with the hand. It is virtually impossible for a player to purposefully handle a ball with the aim to cheat his opponent if the ball is blasted at him from 5 yards at a speed of 100 miles an hour. Again, shout, get on with it. Another piece of useless information, the handball offense is the only direct free kick offense not given against an opponent. Wow. Handling includes A. Carries. B. Propels. C. Strikes the ball. Question. What exactly is handball? Which area of the arm is deemed handball? Answer. See the ball areas on diagram below. A player who deliberately uses this part of his anatomy to control the ball is guilty of handball. The top of the shoulder area is not deemed handball